May not seem like it at the moment, may not feel like it, but all is well, all is as it should be. That's why Galatians 4 reminds us of God's timing and God's plan. Read with me, if you would, Galatians 4, 4 through 5, the final congregational reading for tonight. Reading, "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons." Throughout many of these songs has been woven a name. We've talked about Jesus as Jesus and Messiah and Christ, but there's one name I want us to focus on significantly. And there's one more reading, but I'll read this one, okay? I will read it to you. We have already read it to some extent, but I want us to hear it again because it is so important for us to understand what this name means, Emmanuel. It is more than just that phrase, God with us. It is so full of significance. So if we look again at Matthew 1, starting in verse 18, it says, "Now that the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way, when his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.' All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, 'Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel,' which means God with us." We've read this passage before, and we read the passage from Isaiah that talks about this. And this is good news. Over the past 4 weeks, we have been going through what is known as Advent season. And we've looked at the hope, peace, joy, and love of the arrival of this child that the angel speaks of. The one who would be called Jesus. No, wait, he's going to be called Emmanuel. Maybe like I was when I first read this passage. Wait a second, he's going to be called Jesus or he's going to be called Emmanuel? Which one is it? How can it be both? Is he going to be called Jesus or is he going to be called Emmanuel? Make up your mind, Gabriel. Well, we need to look at both names in tandem and what they mean when connected together. Now, the angel does the hard work for you, or at least the person who wrote the book of Matthew. He translates Emmanuel for you. It's a Hebrew phrase meaning with us, God. God's presence with us. Let's look at these three words, God with us, separately, just for a moment. God. This means that this was not a representative of God. It was God himself. God in flesh. He literally stepped down from heaven to join mankind on earth. Jesus Christ is fully man and fully God, both at the same time. And the job that man had never been able to do to fully represent God, God was now going to do for himself by being present amongst us. Now, just in case you don't know who I'm talking about, this God, he's the God who created all things with a breath, sustains everything with his hands, and is working everything, absolutely everything, to fit with his plan. He's the God who is perfectly righteous, totally just, completely other, and entirely incorruptible. There is nothing that can be known that he doesn't. There is nowhere you can be that he isn't. And there is nothing that can be done that he can't. That is who came that first Christmas. He's God with us. But he is God with us. The next part of that name is just as significant. With. He's accompanied by God, accompanied man, and walked his path. Not from a distance. It's up close and personal. It's involved in everyday life. And this withness never stopped. It is still true today. God is with us. In modern times, it would be like seeing a president going to the front lines of battle. Can you imagine that? Sure you can. Perhaps not for our country, but for many others. It would be like a leader saying, I'm commander in chief. I command from the front. I go in and amongst my troops. He is God with us. And he is also God with us. Us refers to, well, phonetically speaking or vocabulary speaking, it refers to me and one or more other persons. So whoever's writing here, Matthew, and someone else. But in this case, it's all inclusive. The prophet Isaiah, where this word comes from, he first spoke this word Emmanuel, and he was speaking on behalf of all mankind at the time. Now, while the geographic location of Christ was limited to one space, his being with us was and is unlimited. There's no limit to him being with us. The eternal, everlasting King of heaven and earth is with us. No problem we face will ever be bigger than the God who is with us. Greater is he that is with you and in you than he who is in the world. We are never alone. We always have God with us. This promise of presence has never, nor will ever end. But this name, Emmanuel, God with us, originally was not a name associated with good news. In fact, the only other passage that this name is used is actually a pronouncement of judgment and impending doom on God's people, Israel. If we look closer at what Isaiah chapter 7 says with this name, Emmanuel, he says, again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz. Pause just for a moment. King Ahaz is king of God's people at this time and had taken them down a road of worshiping other gods. Not exactly a good track record for any king that does that. It doesn't turn out well for them. And this is what God says. Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or as high as heaven. But Ahaz said, oh, I will not ask and I will not put the Lord to the test. And he said, that's God, hear then, O house of David. Is it too little for you to weary men that you weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. This is what the angel Gabriel refers back to, this very passage. Ahaz is told by God, ask for me a sign. And Ahaz goes, no. Defiant. But then it goes on, what God says of this child who shall be named Emmanuel. He shall eat curds and honey when he knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the boy knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land whose two kings you dread will be deserted. The Lord will bring upon you and upon your people and upon your father's house such days as have not yet come since the day that Ephraim departed from Judah, the king of Assyria. By the way, when he's talking about days that have not come since those days, those were not good days. This was an eternal case of Mondays, all right? This was bad. Assyria would come in and dominate Israel, leaving behind such carnage as had never been seen before. That is what the name Emmanuel would mean. God with us for judgment. I know this is not your typical feel-good Christmas message. but we miss a big part of what Christmas is about. If we only imagine Jesus as that little baby in a manger, we forget that he is also Almighty God, the Holy One, who comes in justice and righteousness, who has every right to judge us, who has every right to judge me. This is bad news. So wait a second. How did this bad news become good news? The angel said this was supposed to be good news of great joy, and the angel says this is Emmanuel, God with us. Wait a second. This is a transformation. How does this happen? If God with us means that judgment for our sin and receiving the due penalty for our sins, how can his coming be good news of great joy? With the name Emmanuel meaning God with us, God's presence is located near us. He is not far away or distant, as if some emperor issues his edicts for his subjects to reform themselves and to comply with the law or else. He comes amongst us, but his names don't stop there. Because Jesus, yes, is God in the flesh. He is God, man. He was not just given the name Emmanuel. He was given the name Jesus. The angel tells Joseph that the baby also would be called Jesus. The name Jesus, or Yeshua, means literally Yahweh saves. God saves. God rescues. God delivers. The God who is with us, the God who could judge us, Emmanuel, is also our deliverer. That is why the name Jesus is so important. Emmanuel is what he is, God with us. Jesus is what he does, God saving his people. That's why John, the apostle, was able to write this so poetically. He says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Remember, this is poetic, but it is describing the person Jesus Christ, who in the beginning is God and is with God at the same time. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So far, he is Emmanuel, God with us, and he is Jesus, the deliverer. He's clearly describing what Jesus did, and then he turns the bad news to good news. "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." How did that happen? How did the bad news become good news? God graciously choosing to save us through Jesus Christ. Emmanuel, God is with us, but he is with us as a light in our darkness. God is with us, adopting us as his children. God is with us, demonstrating his gloriousness. God is with us, full of grace and truth. God is with us, saving us from sin and death and bringing the hope, peace, joy, and love that we celebrate at Christmas. Emmanuel, God with us. Perhaps this Christmas, you might feel like you're in a dark place. Or maybe in your life you've sensed the darkness of uncertainty about the future. Do you ever sense a darkness about the fear of the safety of your loved ones? Do you ever feel abandoned, betrayed, all alone? Do you have a sense that you've been forgotten by God because of your past sins, your mistakes, your shame? If so, this is the glorious message of the Advent season, the light that shines in the darkness, the light that shines from Jesus Christ himself. A light has dawned into your darkness. Jesus is still Emmanuel. He is still God come in human form, God with us. God with you. That beautiful picture of a light is often carried on in Christmas time. I'm going to ask for 4 volunteers to come and share. At Christmas time, candles are often used to represent this light of Christ shining. These candles, it's such a simple thing. These candles are a beautiful representative, shining in the darkness. Because in a moment, as we close, we're going to turn off the lights, and I want you to watch what happens to the darkness. The darkness doesn't overcome the light. The truth of who Jesus is does not change just because the world around us gets darker. The light shines in your darkness too. He is still God with us. Did you notice something? Darkness didn't stay where the light was shining. And the light didn't just stay right here. It passed from one candle to the next. To now we have a room filled with light. Imagine. This represents God with us. It's not just meant to be God with us, but also God in us, which then shines as the light of God through us. Not just at Christmas, but throughout the year, let us pass the light of God with us as a message to everyone we come in contact with. There's an old proverb, don't curse the darkness, become the light. Shine a light. Friends, in the midst of this, we need the light of God with us. Emmanuel and Jesus. I pray that this Christmas, the light shines to you, with you, and through you. May you have a very Merry Christmas.